world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right!
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium, 49-26 to Alabama. Coming to you from the 50-yard line of a walk and talk that I really don't even want to do, but I know everybody wants me to do it, so here I am doing it. 49-26. You know what I'm probably more pissed off about than this game is that they did not beat the hell out of Texas A&M like they should have, because they should have. They should have beaten Texas A&M. Texas A&M's not any good. I didn't expect them to beat Alabama. And Alabama, to be honest with you guys, they outclassed Arkansas, and Arkansas played poorly. That kind of combination, you're just not going to win games against Alabama. You're just not. Now, they did show a little bit of resiliency in the third quarter. 16-0 in the third quarter, held Alabama to minus 1 yard. Hey, something to celebrate there, but just not enough against these guys. I mean, and really, to be honest with you, they gave you a little bit of a window there, because to beat a team like this, you need to have something like them losing their starting quarterback, and I hope Bryce Young is okay. But something like that has to happen against a team like Alabama to give you a shot. They outscored Arkansas 21-3 in the fourth quarter. Six plays over 40 yards, three plays over 70 yards in the fourth quarter alone. You're just not going to beat many teams in the SEC. I don't care what their name is, giving up 70 plays. Now, Alabama, something I always say about those guys is they are the king of the slow death. And they just lean on you and lean on you and lean on you. And then you get to the fourth quarter and you're completely wiped out. Now, that wasn't the only reason the defense played poorly. There was a lot of reasons, but the offense getting off to a slow start. I mean, just three and out, three and out, three and out over and over again. Keep putting the defense out on the field. Arkansas does not have the depth to make it to the fourth quarter. They just keep getting put out on the field over and over again. Alabama gave you some opportunities on some things you didn't capitalize on. Other things you did capitalize on. But I'm still more ticked off about the Texas A&M game, the more and more I think about it. They're just not very good. And Arkansas should have whipped them. They should be 4-1 right now going into Mississippi State. Now, the thing that concerns me and should probably concern you is what Sam Pittman said after the game, and that is KJ Jefferson, they took him out because he got hit in the head. So I don't know what that means exactly, but if it's concussion protocol, then I don't think he's playing next week. We'll see what happens, how that develops, but we got to follow that because, guys, I'll say this, as upset as everybody is right now, picking everything apart that everybody says, as upset as everybody is, they got seven games on this schedule left, and they individually can win every one of them. Individually. They got to have KJ at quarterback next week, though. Man, that went fast, didn't it? I feel like wrapping it up. Now, I want to say a few things. Trey Knox, great game, not just catching the ball, but also blocking. Thought he played really well. Rocket Sanders belongs on that field. 101 rushing yards against Alabama is nothing to take for granted. Dwight McGluther, nice interception down here. I mean, that was a big play. Otherwise, it's even worse. And then, Keetron Jackson. I thought Keetron Jackson finally played well. I mean, not that he hadn't, but kind of had more of a breakout game. You had some fumble snaps. There's a 3rd and 15. I felt like that was the game-changing moment right there. Alabama was kind of rattled. Coming out of the halftime, maybe they thought they had the game wrapped up. They expected Arkansas to lay down. Maybe that's what other teams do. But Arkansas did come back and showed some fight, especially on offense. Special teams also were huge for them. Now, Alabama did some of that to themselves, but Arkansas, you got to give them credit for capitalizing on some of that stuff. But that 3rd and 15, and you give up, 72-yard run with their backup quarterback, and that guy can get it. But, you know, I know a lot of people are, like, complaining about Barry Odom and the defense, and sure, I mean, definitely deserves some criticism. I mean, a lot of it. The defense is not playing well at all, not tackling well. Some fundamental stuff are not, you know, they're not doing well. But Barry Odom also didn't give up a 70-yard touchdown run, and a lot of that is because the defense probably completely gassed. You had a spy on him. Bumper, I believe, was a spy on him and didn't get the tackle. You know what's interesting about Alabama? Like, I'm looking at, I always break down everything. Like, their offensive line is, 6'4", 311 pounds on average, which is a lot smaller than Texas A&M. But those guys get out there, and you're just like, holy crap, these dudes are huge. sometimes 6'4", 305 or so is built a little bit different than other guys. Nice night for football. October 1st, happy birthday, Dad. I don't even know where to go from here. I mean, I feel like I just ran through everything that I wanted to say. Get you some good looks at the stadium. But defense just didn't play very well, guys. I mean, yes, outclass. Alabama's got a lot better players than Arkansas does, even when they had to come in with their backup quarterback. But you had an advantage where you're the home team. And that means something in this conference, being the home team. And Arkansas didn't capitalize on it early. Fans were great. I mean, this was – so there were 75,500-something fans here. It's not an official record for the largest crowd in Razorback Stadium history, but it was for an Arkansas game. Garth Brooks concert probably is number one, but for an Arkansas game, that's the largest crowd that's ever been here. The reason it's not a record is because the old numbers used to be estimated, and these are all tickets scanned. Yeah, disappointing effort against a team that's just a lot better. And you got to have a lot of things go right. I mean, like we said, I've seen Alabama lose a turnover battle 5-0 and still be in a dogfight with teams and have a, you know, a game-winning drive and stuff, opportunity anyway. And, yeah, you just have to have everything go right. And it kind of set up for that. When Bryce Young went down and Arkansas comes out in the fourth quarter the way it was, and made it an actual close game. I mean, you're thinking like, you know, this could be it. This could be the opportunity. They looked a little bit surprised. Didn't know, you know, what exactly to do. But eventually, Alabama's athletes take over. I think Gibbs, and I thought this going into the game. Now, he goes untouched, obviously. But I think he is maybe the most underrated running back in the country. Why do people put that stuff on their cars? But I think he's probably the most underrated running back in the country. Maybe a guy you talk about with Heisman, because Bryce Young, the way Saban said it, is a sprain. So to me, when coaches say that, I usually think an AC joint or something. And guys, you can remember back Brandon Allen, Brett Bielema's first year. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, compare this program and stuff to Brett and even Chad. You know, Chad Morris's teams are giving up 41 points to Alabama the first half, and the game is just completely over. Arkansas actually came back and battled back, and you got to give them some credit for that. But this team just not – they don't play – they're not playing well. I don't know what it is, but something about them is just not in sync. They make too many mistakes. I mean, like having a gunner lined up on the wrong side of the field on a big punt return. What? How? How do you do that? Untimely penalties, all those kinds of things. You cannot play football like that. And people, you know, everybody talks about matchups and running game versus their pass defense, all that, you know, running game versus, you know what I mean. People are always talking about those kinds of things, and so much of this game comes down to mistakes, and that's what cost Arkansas in the Texas A&M game. They damn well should be 4-1 right now. They should have beaten Texas A&M, and not just beaten them, but they should have beaten them pretty damn solidly. That's the thing that should piss you off. Now, having said all that, vented, whatever, I'm sure everybody's going to pick me apart, tell me what I should be thinking or what I should be saying to people, like everybody does, because everybody's mad right now. This guy. So, to me, I still think they got a shot in these last seven games. Mississippi State, they beat Texas A&M like they should have, which Arkansas, I guarantee you, if they played Texas A&M in this building last weekend, it'd have been a lot different. They got to get out of Arlington. That's ridiculous, but that's the thing that ticks me off more than this game, because I didn't expect them to win. I mean, most people didn't. Most people are going to pick Arkansas to lose. They're 17-point underdogs. But you did feel like they had some opportunities. Alabama's just got better players. Now, Arkansas, I think, the future of Arkansas is bright. I think in the transfer portal, you can make up for a lot of this stuff in the future. But, you know, you start talking about some of those young offensive linemen that really look like Alabama offensive linemen. Arkansas has got a good offensive line. They got a lot of experience and stuff. But when you talk about just like massive dudes, 6'6", 6'7", 350 pounds or so, you know, some hulks. Arkansas's got them in the younger classes. They've got to recruit better on defense. They need some more play. They need some more Drew Sanders. There's not a lot of those guys to go around. But they need some more guys like that on defense and just some better overall depth. Got to get more depth at linebacker. How's it going? Just a lot of things that they can shore up on that roster, but yeah. People are wanting me to slam Sam Pittman. Am I a little disappointed with where this program is right now in terms of just not playing clean enough, making too many mistakes? Yeah, I am. But, like, I just think it's ridiculous. People are like would, like, dare compare him to Chad Morris or something. And I understand a lot of that's just emotions, frustration. I said after the Texas A&M game, watch this team bounce back. I firmly believe that they will. I wasn't expecting them to bounce back against Alabama, obviously. But you would have liked to have seen them play a little bit better. Bottom line, they didn't play their best game. They haven't played their best game all year because they make too many mistakes. And Alabama is just on a different level. I'm sorry if anybody thinks differently, but if you do, then I would probably say you're wrong. Alabama's on a different level, and Arkansas also didn't play well. And then so you have, you know, 49-26. And giving up those 70-yard run. I mean, those are – that just cannot happen. And part of it, again, defense is gassed, but their defense is also just not very good. They're not. They're going to be on a shootout next week against Mississippi State. And if they don't have KJ Jefferson, then I don't like that game at all. To me, this was the three-game stretch for Arkansas. Texas A&M, who's not good. Alabama and Mississippi State, looking at it in the preseason anyway. Those are the three games that you're like, man, that's a tough schedule. That's a tough stretch. And BYU, that BYU game is tricky where it falls on the schedule. But for me, I was thinking, man, if they could get out of that with just two losses, there's a very winnable stretch of games coming up. You know, you got LSU at home. You've got, you know, Missouri at Missouri. Auburn, which is, I don't know, can't get a read on Auburn right now, but there's a lot of games on there that obviously I think Arkansas has a really good chance at winning and finishing with a similar record as they do last year. Maybe even one more in the regular season. People think I'm crazy right now, and I get that because the world's falling apart every time you lose. You overreact and you're irrational and things. I get it. I'm right there with you. Yeah, I'm still upset about Texas A&M, to be honest, and I don't even think on my walk and talk last time I really accurately reflected that, but I am. And this game, yeah, disappointed in the penalties, turnovers. I mean, they actually won the battle, you know, but, you know, just having a turnover there, you know, DeBenya's turnover. I still don't know what they don't see in Dominic Johnson, but something they don't like. I don't know. I just feel like the dude should be getting more carries. So that's it. You guys see the stadium. One last look at that hog. It's a tough stretch coming up, but I think that they've got a shot at it. Disappointing effort. That's it. That went fast. At least it went fast. All right, everybody. This is Trey Biddy with hogsports.com. I'll catch you next time.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.